I had set myself a goal to speak of character qualities, and I spoke to you of Joseph, a man of decision, and of Mary, a woman of meditation. And then I said, well, the other character is Jesus. So let's look at the Jesus and do a character study. Oh, man, I didn't know what I was coming in for. Here is infinite God, infinitely holy. I found myself standing at the edge of the ocean saying, I want to take this all in and then explain it. That's not going to happen. I'll stand on the mountaintop and look at the outer space all around me and say, I can't even understand it, much less take it all in. So I bring to you this morning, in just a few minutes, thoughts. Here's the thought that I had that I could not take in, much less communicate, but I think we can reach it. It's like reaching for the moon. We're not going to get it, but we can grasp the concept, at least dimly. The birth of Christ, we celebrate at Christmas. Let me take you back before the birth, back 9 months before. Sometime after Gabriel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And by the time she traveled from Nazareth all the way down to the hill country of Judea where Zacharias and Elizabeth lived, because he was a priest, he would have been close to Jerusalem, that would have been a quite a long trip, perhaps even weeks in traveling. She would not have gone by herself, but she didn't seem to take the rest of her family with her, perhaps other travelers from the area let her accompany them. By the time she reaches Elizabeth, the Lord Jesus Christ is growing within her. I want you to imagine the beginning of Christ on this earth in the cell within Mary's virgin womb. This is the only way I can think of it. And then, just before that, Jesus Christ was in heaven. Jesus Christ, as one of the triune persons, was transcendent God, all-powerful, all-knowing, actually existing outside of time and outside of space. Those are things that he created, but he was not a part of it. At that moment, before he came to earth, literally, he knew everything. He knew all the future. He knew every step he would take growing up, everything that would happen to him, every word he would hear, every word he would say. He knew it all because he knows everything. He knew when people would mock him, when people would reject him. There was no illusion about what he was getting into. He knew it, he sensed it, he understood it all. The death on the cross, he saw it, he knew it. And then he did it anyway. There's character. It is love. Driven love. And bravery, I can't even imagine. The Apostle Paul thought of that moment when he said that though he was rich, he became poor for us. We don't even understand rich until we understand him being the God of the universe, whose merest whim would be true. The song "I Wonder as I Wander" says, if he had longed for any wee thing, a star in the sky, a bird on the wing, all the angels of heaven singing, surely it would be given him because he was the king. That's who he was. And he knew that he couldn't be a babe knowing everything, so he had to set all that aside. He couldn't grow up like a human grows up, and that was his goal. Having all the access to all the powers of God. He couldn't get rid of it because he couldn't cease to be God. But he couldn't access it. And so Paul in Philippians says that he laid it aside. He set it aside. So the scripture tells us that he had to grow in knowledge as well as in stature. He had to grow in favor with God and man. And he knew all of that. He knew that's what he was going to be. And he did it anyway. I didn't know how to do this, so I just did this. These character qualities that we put in the bulletin, I went through there, and every single one speaks of Christ. I just want to go through this. There's too many to talk about. I don't even want to tell you that there's 17 of these, but I'm not going to tell you that. But I just want to share the character quality, a definition of that, and then a verse that shows how Christ illustrated this great character. Christ, the epitome of character. First, compassion, and this is just chronological, alphabetical. Compassion, reliving the hurts of others and doing all that is possible to relieve them. Compassion. Matthew 20, 28. Christ says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. Are you kidding me? In a stable, in a manger? That's not being ministered unto. But to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The very definition of compassion. Contentment. Realizing that God has already given me everything I need for my present happiness. Luke 12, Christ encourages others to be like him. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? You see, he said, God's going to take care of you. Courage, being willing to stand alone on the side of right, even when it requires personal sacrifice. Is that not the definition of Christ? Mark 14, 50, and they all forsook him and fled, but he stayed on. Another definition, courage, demonstrating the confidence that following the principles of Scripture will bring ultimate victory regardless of present opposition. Matthew 10, 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He went to his death fearlessly. Creativity, finding ways to overcome seemingly impossible obstacles. Matthew 17, 20, here is his way. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Difficult things? Not a problem. The impossible is within our grasp. Decisiveness. Learning to finalize difficult decisions on the basis of God's ways and God's will. Notice Christ, Matthew 26, 42. He went away a second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done. present actions based on God's will. Another definition, refusing to reconsider decisions that we know are right. John 4:34, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me to finish his work. That's decisiveness. Determination, learning to give whatever energy is necessary to complete a project. None of us have projects we haven't completed, right? Especially Christmas here, right? Yeah. Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of illness and all manner of disease among them. Three times the word all. There's someone who is completing the project. Again, determination, not allowing distractions to hinder you from completing an assigned task. Jesus in Luke 14:28, for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? He says, you count the cost. You work this out. You make sure that nothing distracts you from ending it. Diligence. Definition, studying and working to honor the name and reputation of God. That's what Jesus said, John 8:49. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. Endurance, keeping my focus on the objectives God has given me. John 4:34 again. Jesus said, my meat is simply this, to do the will of him that sent me. That's endurance, you see. I only have one goal in life, and that's it. Again, endurance, maintaining commitment to a goal during times of pressure. Did he do that? Matthew 26, he came and found them asleep again. He asked the disciples to pray with him. They kept falling asleep, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. In his agony there in the garden, he showed endurance. Generosity, learning how to be a wise steward of time, money, and possessions. He taught that. Luke 17, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, he says to Peter, cast an hook, take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, you will find a piece of money. That take and give it unto them for me and thee. He says, let's give them so they won't be offended. How about humility? Quickly redirecting praise to God and others. Matthew 11, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. Praise came to him. He said, thank God for that. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son shall reveal it. Love, all of this could have been about love. Love for us, learning how to give to the basic needs of others without motive of personal reward. Matthew 14:16, Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give ye them to eat. He saw their need. He said, let's take care of this for them. Love, again, not allowing the actions and attitudes of others to diminish my love for them. Matthew 5, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Don't let their attitudes diminish your virtue. Loyalty. Adopting as your own the wishes and goals of those that you are serving. John 1:14-18. The Word was made flesh. Jesus, the Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. He reflected the glory of God, full of grace and truth. Verse 18, no man hath seen God at any time. God is invisible. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. My wishes are his wishes, he said. Again, loyalty. Learning to stand by those you are serving when conflicting pressures increase. Did Jesus stand with his own? John 18, then asked he them again, whom seek ye? They have come to the garden to arrest him. Whom seek ye? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. Standing by in the midst of crisis. Again, purposing to follow clearly defined convictions in Christian living, no matter what. That's loyalty. Loyalty to God. Luke 9:51, it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem to be crucified. Here's one following clearly defined convictions in his life. Obedience, Hebrews tells us that Jesus, who knew everything, had to learn obedience. That moment before he came to earth, he never had to obey anybody. He was God, his God. He had to learn obedience. Yielding the right to have the final decision. You think you are obedient? Are you yielding the right to have the final decision? That's whether you're obedient or not. Luke 22, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Obedience, responding to the wishes of God, parents, and others in authority. Luke 22:42, saying, Father, if thou, responding to the wishes. Luke 2:51, and he, Jesus, went down with them, Mary and Joseph, and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. God bowing to the will of the parents, because that's the way God said it should be. How about self-control? Do we see this in Christ? Bringing my thoughts, my words, my actions under the control of the Holy Spirit. In John 8, then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. You see, everything was reflecting him. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Self-control perfectly illustrated. Sincerity, being sincere, which means having a genuine concern to benefit the lives of others. John 13:1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. This was not a put-on love. Now I've got problems of my own. I can't spend time to... No. Sincerity. How about tolerance? We ought to fear if God was intolerant. For who shall stand when he appears? Tolerance. Genuinely loving a sinner while hating his sin. Mark 10:21, Jesus talking to a sinner. Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Loving the sinner, hating the sin. Learning, tolerance is learning how to respond to the immaturity of others without accepting their standard of immaturity. Don't accept the immaturity, but respond to it. Here's Jesus dealing with an immature Peter. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. He knew how to deal with that immaturity. No, don't say you're going to die. And the last, alphabetically, is wisdom. Christ is called the wisdom of God. Here's the definition of wisdom. Discerning false philosophies and natural inclinations and rejecting them. Let me take you to the temptation of Christ as we close. Matthew 4. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." His natural inclination would be to have bread and eat it. He was hungry. He'd been fasting for 40 days. I get hungry when I fast breakfast. You know, I mean, if ready for lunch. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus analyzed this false philosophy. He said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And then in verses 8 to 10, again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "You don't need to die to get this. All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Analyzing natural inclination, then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Stand there with Jesus just a moment. The moment before he was implanted in a lowly maid in a lowly village. And see what he gave up. See the character that drove him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Let's pray. Father, you have given us a picture of Jesus Christ that we cannot grasp fully, for he is greater than us. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, your ways higher than our ways, even as the heaven is higher than the earth. Father, he came knowing what would happen, that he would have to grow up, go through childhood, puberty, all these things. He was willing to come not only to suffer for us, but to suffer with us as a human. We ask, Father, that you might help us this day to recognize that the coming of Christ, the birth of Christ, as important as it is, illustrates the amazing fact of his condescension from heaven to enter humanity, to no longer be timeless but locked in the time stream, not to be outside of space but to be locked in a place, to suffer the rigors of humanity. Father, such love drove him to that. For we know that he was in obedience to you, for he says, "My Father sent me." But also this was voluntary, for he says, "I came." I ask that you might help us to realize that we had no hope aside from him. And today to reject him is to reject hope. We ask that you might touch each one here with the truth of your word, the truth of the gospel, and give us an increasing desire to dedicate our heart and mind and soul unto him. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.